Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on WWL Sports Talk, getting into some more Saints organized team activity sound. Talking to the quarterback, Derek Carr. Here's what he had to say after today's organized team activity.
Yeah, so what's it like having him back to practice, and what do you get out of that as a quarterback?
It's awesome. A lot of communication. A lot of it, when a guy has played a lot of football, it's not a lot of teaching that I, from me. He's seen the coverages. He's run all the similar plays that I'm used to running in Gruden's system, and all those things. So when we're talking the same language. And so, time on task and things like that, that'll happen. It'll happen quick because we're two veteran guys. Game reps is obviously the most important thing, but being able to communicate, hey, how do you see this? Hey, how do you see that versus this coverage? How about this? How about that? I mean, we've talked about a lot in just a couple of days. We've talked a lot before that, but a lot just in person in the last couple of days that we're on the field as things come up that, if he went out there and ran certain routes right now, I'd know exactly what he was going to do and I'd put it on, that kind of stuff. So it's just cool to have him in the building. I know everyone was excited to see him. Everybody loves him here. They love his work ethic. They love his competitiveness, his leadership, the way he plays, the way he practices, he prepares. And I think that's from just on the outside looking in. He's such a worker that, that's probably why, sometimes injuries happen when you play that hard and work that hard. And you don't ever ask a guy like that to tone down. You keep going as long as you can, And so just being around him, like I said, you talk to him on the phone, you feel like you can win a football game with just you two out there, And being around him now, he just brings that energy about him that you feel the same way.
And how much did you all talk back before? Didn't you say you talked to him during the kind of recruitment process?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the recruitment process, he was very important. I want to know where his mind was and what decisions he was making, because that mattered to me. So I remember sitting here for the first time being a Saint, and, flash forward to now, it's a lot of time has gone by, but I couldn't wait till he got in the building. And, because there was a big part of my decision was Mike Thomas, that guy, just his mentality alone, the injuries, it's football, injuries are 100%. They're going to happen, and he's, I think we can all agree, he's someone that dominates recovery. He's not someone that's going to cut any corners or anything like that. And so you trust that he'll be as ready as he can be. And, but the football player and the mentality, that's, the thing that I fell in love with him. I sat there on the phone and I remember 2, 3 days, 4 days after we were on the phone, I just kept telling my wife, it's like, just love that guy. I love his mentality. How do you not want to play football with that guy? And so having him in the building has been nice. But yeah, we talked a lot, beforehand, and especially in the recruiting process. He was asking me, we make a decision yet? I was like, not yet, Mike. Not yet, Mike. A couple more things to do, but it was good.
Derek, was today the first time you were on the field? I know you talked about when you're building chemistry with these new receivers. How has that relationship evolved? I assume you've been with him.
You're saying with Mike? Yeah, with Mike. Just the last couple of days, just talking on the football field. Because now I've never say I've learned it, but I'm pretty far along in where I feel like I was, and knowing the system and things like that. And you never want to feel like you have it all figured out, but feel confident with where I'm at. So now we're talking the same language. I'm not saying, hey, this is like what I used to, we're saying the same words, and I'm asking the right questions, and he's giving feedback, and I'm not so prideful to say, well, you were successful on this route or this thing with Drew. Like, tell me, what did he say to you? What was he looking at? You know, like, I got no pride here. I'm trying to win. You know, like, I don't care, you know, who's right. I don't care what's right, you know. And, you know, Mike is sharing information, same thing. Like, but yeah, you know, when, you know, Tay would run this and do it like this, I'm used to that. How do you see it? And I want to, you know, I'm putting it all together. And, you know, those algorithms in my brain are just trying to connect wires, you know, to make us successful and this organization successful. So it's been very, very helpful that he's been here. And I'm really thankful that he's been here.
When was the first time that you actually threw to him? Was it today or, you know?
I threw to him yesterday. I threw to him yesterday, threw to him today. I think there was, you guys saw that today a couple of times. We were working on stuff and things like that. So there's nothing, again, like practice reps, but nothing really like game reps. You know, I'm going to do my best to make sure that I'm as efficient and ready as possible for the game reps with these guys in the system. But there's nothing like, you know, those game reps or those live practice reps that you can get with each other.
Derek, the things we see, like when you throw past to Olave again in the red zone to Gober again, would that look like any OTA you've ever had before, or some of that new teammate stuff?
Which one?
Like,
sorry.
When you throw the pass in the drill.
Oh, when I throw it again.
Communicate.
Oh, yeah. If we ever miss something, like, I don't care if it's pass interference, which, you know what I mean? Like, it might have been. I like talking trash. You know, like, no matter what, if we don't hit it, I, especially, you probably won't see it a lot, but during the season, you know, training camp, you know, we're trying to get all the reps in. There's a lot of time restrict, all that. But if I can try and fit it in right then, I'd try and get that rep again. So that's what I started the wideouts know. If we miss anything, you know, if there's something, I want you to remind me after practice, because I'm going to be there to work. Come find me. And if, you know, a young guy forgets, I'll throw it to somebody else, you know. But it's getting those reps again to where it just, nope, I feel perfect. I feel great about it. So then on Sunday, no, I've done it. I've already done it. I've already corrected it, you know. And, again, you try and complete them all, which has never been done, you know. But you try your best to do it. And so it's always striving for that perfection is what I believe in. And knowing that you'll probably never get there, but you know, you're going to wake up every morning and try.
Anything with Chris Olave in particular that he's conveyed to you that he really wants to work on that you guys have worked on?
He, you know, the one thing that's overwhelming with him is, even if, you know, on that ball, you know, the guy, you know, grabbed him, slowed him down. He's like, I got to get that. It's like, it's never like, oh man, if you throw it like this. He's like, he always feels it. I'm like, no, bro, I'm going to put it, you know, I'm going to throw it like this, or I'm going to do this, you know. But he is always so like, he wants to make every play. If you even throw it in his vicinity, he feels there should be a way he should get it. And that mindset that comes from him, it comes from, you know, TQ, it comes from Mike, Jawan, you know, all these guys, when you talk to him, it's the culture that's been built here that I talked about was so attractive to me, that when I walked into the building, I just get to be me, you know. I'm not trying to build a culture or fix, you know, droughts and things like that. Like, I don't have to worry about that. Like, they've been successful without me, you know. I just get to be here and be me. And you could tell with the mindset of all the guys that they bring in here that they all work and think that way. And it just, when you're like-minded like that, it just makes things easy. You know, it's not like, hey, all right, let's go work on that again. Or let's go do it again. Like, you saw when the ball hit the ground, he threw it back to me. He didn't even, there was no question. He knew he was going to throw it back, and I was going to throw it to him again. So that's just something that, you know, I've always tried to do.
Derek, did you play a lot in the preseason with the Raiders? And the fact that you're on a new team, would that change your preseason preparation as far as maybe trying to play a little more in games to develop a little chemistry with these guys?
Yeah, for me, you know, I've, you know, this will be 10 years of, you know, football and live bullets. And so I haven't played much in the preseason before. I think maybe with Gruden, one or two total series in 4 years. There were some, you know, times that I didn't play at all in the preseason. And we'd still, you know, play good in the first couple weeks. So it proved to me that, you know, if you practice the right way and you do things with those, like, joint practices, I don't know if we have them or not, but if whenever you have those, like, those are better than preseason reps, because you actually get – they actually show stuff. You know, they show the pressures. They show different coverages rather than what they show in the preseason, you know. And so that's just how it's been. Now, if they want me to play, I'm not against playing. Anytime I have the opportunity to put that jersey on, and it's a blessing to walk out on that field. So if they need me to play, I'll play. You know, you only play 30 plays, I'll play 30 plays. You only play a whole half, I may question. No, I'm just kidding. But I'll play. You know, it's like I'm never going to, you know, feel like I don't need it. You know, if you need me to play it, I think the coaches will probably want me to see me, you know, throw a couple in their jersey, you know. So we'll see. We haven't even talked about it, if I'm honest, but if I play, awesome. If not, we'll make sure we're ready to go on week one.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I heard you. Did you say Mike brought examples of the stuff you did with Devontae and how?
I would ask Mike like questions like, how did Drew, you know, and he'd bring up like, hey, Drew would say, I like it like this. Do you like it like that? And my example was like, you know, hey, Tay would do it like this. How do you see it? And it's not like one's better than the other or anything like that. You're just like, you're throwing it all out there to get on the same page. You know, that this is my experience. What's your experience? Now, how do we make that coexist kind of thing?
And with Mike, beyond the intangible, what was it about his, before you came here, his observable skill set during game that made you feel compelled to really investigate the opportunity to play with him?
Yeah, he's violent route runner. You know, there's a few guys that are like that. I won't start naming them because people get offended, you know. but, you know, there's very few guys that run such violent routes and catch the ball and get back downhill. Like, a lot of guys like to catch that ball and dance around. Like, he gets north and south, you know. Like, he turns what should be second and five into second and two, you know. And that right there changes a football game, you know. And you know, to the naked eye, it's just another slant, or it's just another this route, or it's just another over, but it's not. You know, he catches it, it's just another stick route, but what he's doing after the catch, what he's doing, you know, when he's rolling you, what he dictates, you know, coverages, you know, you have to account for him, you know, because he's so talented, he's so aggressive at the catch point, you know, when, even if he is covered, you can still throw it out there, and he can body him up in his hand, he extends his hands, strong hands, he's a bigger receiver, so you can trust him with those kind of throws as well, the back shoulder throws. He can win over the top and catch those, you know, late hands. And, you know, those are the things that as I was watching the film, like, it's very attractive, you know, to me, especially when you get all the pieces going, you know, and you add them all and they're all healthy and they're all there. You know, it's what it could be. Sounds fun, you know. It's not, we're not there yet, but it, you know, sure sounds exciting, you know, when you think about it.
That was the first part of Saints quarterback Derek Carr talking to the media after organized team activities today. And, yeah, I mean, obviously, since the get of getting here, he seems comfortable out there, getting more familiar with the wide receivers. And he's definitely happy to have Michael Thomas in the mix, and really credited him with being one of the reasons of wanting to come to New Orleans, saying, you know, getting to talk to the guy, he fell in love with him immediately. And he told his wife, he's like, I don't know how I can't not play with this guy.
Yeah, and, Steve, when you look at and you look at matchups, and obviously, you know, we said this when the schedule came out, we're avoiding the elite quarterbacks. Obviously, because you look at the AFC versus the NFC.
Right, they're all in the AFC.
Now, I think how he finished, and possibly he could be amongst the elite, and I'm talking about like Pat Mahomes, or you look at like a Justin Herbert type, or you look at Josh Allen, or Joe Burrow, like Trevor Lawrence. But before last year, Trevor Lawrence had a ways to go, right?
Oh, for sure.
And then you get the right coach, and then all the perception is like, oh,
Doug Peterson worked his magic over there, right?
That he'll end up being amongst the elite. That's why when I look at why I say that it's a quarterback-driven league today the way it is, that we should have the edge. I mean, you know, like rookies or young quarterbacks, for instance, are when you say Derek Carr is right there, they don't have an advantage over Derek Carr. He's right there or better. Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff,
ugh,
and last year's Matthew Stafford. Not the Super Bowl Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford in his arm. I don't know, he's going to come back from his elbow. And then
I will say that guy is a quote-unquote warrior too, man. He's
right.
Always banged up and seems to be playing with something.
Right, and then I mentioned Trevor Lawrence. So wouldn't you say that at least we're right there with Derek Carr? If you look at, okay, these are all legit starting quarterbacks. There's not enough.
But
Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff. Wouldn't you say Derek Carr is right there with them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why I think – Now, I was talking with Jeff Duncan. This is a homework assignment, Charlie, for all of us. And it's like Jeff kind of – we were talking because we were working on red zone today, 7-on-7 team, that Derek Carr hasn't necessarily been like a dominant red zone quarterback. Well, you don't have to be dominant red zone if you're hitting explosive plays and you're still scoring.
Sure.
And but you want to score instead of settle for field goals, the bottom line. So that'd be something to look
That's
up.
Surprising to hear with a dude like Darren Waller he got to work with, you know?
Yeah, but maybe you're scoring like it might be right outside the red zone. It might be a 30-yard play
right.
Or something instead of like a 15 side the 10, that pass. But that's where I think Michael Thomas could come in. You know, back shoulder, kind of like what Jameis Winston hit him in the Falcons game.
Juwan.
Juwan. It's like the type play they ran today with Jesse James that Jameis hit, +9 back shoulder. You know, red zone touchdown. So that's going to be interesting to see how Derek Carr, you know, you're moving the team, but we got to get touchdowns and not settle for field goals. But this is the number one thing. You know how you say, like, okay, Andy Dalton. What has he not done in his career? Win in prime time, right? What is he, Charlie or Steve? Isn't he like 0-9, maybe 0-11?
He's like 0-12.
Okay, 0-12.
Oh man.
Well, the one thing
I know.
Okay, the one thing Derek Carr has not done. You know what he's not done? He's 0-4. Do you know? But you know what? Cold weather's not going to be a factor because in December the only team we're playing on the road is like Tampa Bay.
So he hasn't won in the conditions.
Derek Carr is 0-7 in games played outdoors in temperatures 37 degrees or below.
Oof.
That's not even like freezing cold. That's like cold football
weather.
Yeah,
Tampa won't even be like that in December this year.
Exactly. No. Yeah, it could maybe be in the high 40s
right.
or something. But yeah, Derek Carr is 0-7 and games played 37 degrees or below. But we don't have to worry about that. So
WWL's coverage of OTAs is brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. More Derek Carr sound after the break here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.